Moving right along here, agenda item number two here, permits. So it's called page two items here, projects over 500,000 with no objection and from the public and staff recommendations for approval.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Watkins.
Commissioner Bull, commission members, as stated, these are those projects over $500,000 in project cost. We have subjected them to a public interest review. We have found no objections to the projects, and because they are over $500,000, they do require approval by the full commission. So with that, I will read the description for each of the six items we have on our so-called page two list today. Item 2A is the Department of the Navy. It's requesting authorization to hydraulically nourish sections of the Fort Story shoreline along a section of a beach totaling 4,170 linear feet. And this is situated along the Chesapeake Bay within the Joint Expeditionary Base Little Creek-Fort Story in Virginia Beach. And in this case, approximately 850,000 cubic yards of sandy dredge material from federal navigation channels will be placed along the shoreline, and an existing 48-inch cast iron stormwater outfall pipe will be extended by 160 feet out into the bay. Item 2B, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization to place per dredge cycle up to 100,000 cubic yards of sandy dredge material along the shoreline at the Cape Charles Town Beach. In this case, the dredge material is from the maintenance dredging of the Cape Charles Federal Navigation Channel. Item 2C, Shirley Contracting Company Incorporated, request authorization to construct twin clear span bridges, each measuring 42 feet in width, across approximately 158 linear feet of broad run to facilitate construction of the Gloucester Parkway extension. This would be State Route 2150 in Loudoun County. And in this case, the permittee shall execute a transfer of the permit to the Virginia Department of Transportation upon their acceptance of the structures that would be authorized by the permit. Item 2D, Hanover County Department of Public Works request authorization to cross Stony Run in four locations with a 24-inch diameter gravity sewer line encased in concrete and trenched in approximately 2 feet below the natural stream bed in association with Phase 6 of the Stony Run Sewer Interceptor Project from Cobbs Road to the town of Ashland. In this case, we're recommending approval with standard in-stream work conditions, including all work to be conducted in the dry within cofferdams, constructed of non-erodible material, and complete removal of all construction-related material, and restoration of the stream bed and banks to their natural pre-construction condition upon completion of the project. Item 2E, Kalana Shipyard, request authorization to maintenance dredge 13,200 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material using either mechanical or hydraulic methods to establish and maintain on an as-needed basis maximum depths of 27 feet at mean low water adjacent to Pier 8 at the West Yard facility situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, dredge material will be deposited in the Craney Island Rehandling Basin if dredged mechanically or hydraulically pumped directly into Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area. Item 2F, Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to remove the existing transmission line structures within the Lynn Haven Inlet and install two new towers spanning an approximately 900-foot section of Lynn Haven Inlet in the south side of on the south side of the Lesner Bridge in Virginia Beach. The new towers will be installed utilizing 8-foot diameter concrete pipe pile bases, which will extend 8 feet vertically above mean high water. Six new conductor lines will be attached to the new towers, maintaining a minimum of 66 feet of vertical clearance above mean high water. In this case, staff recommends approval with a total royalty assessment of $5,710.40, which includes two complete electrical circuits crossing 900 linear feet of state-owned submerged bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot, the dredging of 184 cubic yards of state-owned submerged bottom, That's associated with the removal of the existing and installation of the new towers at a rate of 60 cents per cubic yard and the filling of 100 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot. We'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience here who wishes to testify on these projects, either pro or con? Yes, please come forward, sir. I need to swear in.
Okay.
Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Matt Rembold. I'm an engineer with Hanover County Department of Public Utilities and the applicant for Project 2D, the Stony Run Phase 6 Sewer Interceptor Project.
Okay.
I wanted to thank the commission for considering our case this morning and make myself available to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Rembold. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. Anyone else wish to testify on these matters? 2A, 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 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, 2F. Seeing none, the matters before the commission.
Move we approve 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, and 2F.
Motion by Mr. Beck.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.